Who wants to hear a story?
Oh, okay. I just might have a story in my back pocket. You don't want to hear my story. Oh.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty. All right, guys. Who knows the story about David? You guys know who David is in the Bible? Yeah? What do you know about David?
I don't know.
That's a good answer. That means you're ready to learn about David. And I just happen to have a story.
I don't know.
Also a good answer. Okay. So when we talk about David in the Bible, we always talk about David and Goliath. Yes? You know about David and Goliath?
Yes.
Do you know about David and Goliath?
Yeah.
How about you?
David and the Lions.
Oh. Let's not crisscross our stories yet. How about you? Have you heard of David and Goliath?
Yes.
And you?
Yes.
Do you know who David and Goliath is?
Yes.
It sounds like we got a good crowd here. You guys know where my story is going. But we're going to look at it a little bit different today. What we know about David and Goliath is Goliath fell just like he just did. Because David brought him down. Yeah, we know the story. Heard it before. Like they say, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Let's look at it a little differently today. Let's talk about joyfully serving. Who has chores at home? Is this Charlie or Pax? Charlie, do you have to do chores at home? Oh, my goodness. But you see how he said that? Yeah. He doesn't like having to do chores. Does anybody like doing chores? We might have to get a waiver signed for the... Don't hurt yourself. David was a shepherd boy. Where were David's brothers? David's brothers were off at war. They were fighting against the Philistines. Ever heard of the Philistines? Have you ever heard of the Philistines? No? They were some bad dudes, but they were kind of big, and they were fighting God's people, the Israelites. Yes, one of them was a giant. What was the giant's name?
Goliath,
that's right. Goliath was a giant. And his brothers were up there being brave and doing their part and fighting in the war. But guess what? These guys were getting hungry. And David's daddy, Jesse, said, take some food to your brothers. All day long, David has been tending to the sheep. And everybody thinks, tending to the sheep, big deal, whatever. We're over here fighting wars against giants. What's David doing? Did you know David fought against a bear? No, he did. And David fought, what's the other animal David had to fight off? Anybody remember? Was it a lion? I forget my story. What was the other animal David had to fight off? There were two of them. A bear and a lion? Oh, lions and tigers and bears, oh no. Yes, that's right. He had to fight off a bear and a lion. I think that's kind of brave.
And a lion.
Not just a lion, a lion. Yeah. So, he took care of the sheep with everything he had. He was always brave protecting his sheep because that's what he was assigned to do. That was his chore. Right, Charlie? That was his chore. So now he gets to go see his brothers, and he's all excited. It's a vacation. He's going to go on a 747 all the way to the land of the Philistines. No, you didn't get that. That's okay. That's okay. So he packs them a lunch, bread. It's not the nice butter bread you pick up at Kroger's. Trust me, I've tried that bread. But still, he's bringing them some bread. Am I on? Can you all hear the story too? Okay. And he's bringing them some honey butter. And probably some honey, and all kinds of good stuff. He loads up, let me take some goat cheese also.
And here he goes on his way up. Then he gets there, he gets to the camp, and it doesn't look like what he expected, where God's men are standing on the front line ready to fight and winning a battle. They're all scared. Why are God's soldiers scared? Who wants to tell me? You know why? Because there was a giant. They had to fight a giant named Goliath. Where's Harrison? Stand up, Harrison. You see, I'd be scared of him too. Thank you. Goliath was bigger than everybody, and everybody was scared to fight him. Oh, we got a new one. Wow. Guess who was not scared to fight? Anybody? Nobody knows? David was not scared to fight. David was ready for the... All right, fine, if y'all are not interested, that's okay. I'll just tell you the story. David was ready for the fight. So you know what David did? He picked up 5 smooth stones, and he had a sling. He tried the sword. The sword was just too heavy. It's too much for me. He tried the helmet. Oh, it was too heavy. He tried all the armor. He said, this is not me. This is not how God trained me. I've been doing God's work protecting the sheep with just my sling and some stones. So he went up to fight this big giant, Goliath. He was 9 feet tall. He was like this tall with just a little sling. You know what Goliath did when he saw him? What do you think Goliath did? No, that's not what he did. Goliath laughed.
He laughed.
Yes, how did he laugh? He did. Yeah, he did. Laughed. And do you think that scared David? Do you think that scared David when Goliath laughed at him?
No.
Correct. It did not scare him. You know why? Because he trusted God to take care of him, and he was going to serve where he was asked to serve with joy in his heart. Do you guys do that at home? What's your name? That's what I say too when people call me. What's your name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy. You like sweeping the floors when they hand you a broom until you go sweep the whole floor?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's different. Do you like helping mom with all the work?
Yes.
Oh, what a fun crowd. Okay, I guess I should be on this side of the fence then, because I don't like doing chores, but okay. David was glad to help, glad to serve, glad to do any part that was asked of him. And he walked up to Goliath, big old Goliath, and you know how he had to look at Goliath? The same way I had to look at Brother Harrison, right? And Goliath said, I'm going to slice you with my sword. I'm going to slice you. What did he say? He did laugh, I know. But what does he say?
He says he's going to fight David.
Yes, he's going to fight David. He was ready to crush David. And David just stood there, brave. And he took that one stone and he put it in that sling. What happened? The sling went round and round and round. Oh, I had a birthday. My shoulder hurts. Okay. Let's use the other. The sling went round and round and round. And Goliath was still laughing. What was Goliath doing?
He sling and then he beat his head with the rock.
What he said. Okay. And the sling was going, and all of a sudden, David... let it go. Boom. He just let it go. And Goliath was still laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Let me not fall. Nobody's catching me? And Goliath fell. Big, scary Goliath fell. David won. Who won? God won. through David. See that? When you serve God and you obey your parents and you do your chores, God wins. Amen? Do you guys like God to win?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. We like God to win. What do you think? We like God to win?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's our story. Remember to always accept your duties with joy. Serve with joy. Be happy. Happy that Jesus takes care of you and asks you to help. Amen? You too. Yeah. All right. Who wants to pray? Okay.
Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for loving us. Please help us. Please love us. Please be kind to another person. He's loving us, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What a good prayer. Thank you. All right. You guys. Oh, you want to pray too? Okay.
Dear God, thanks for the day. And thanks for the church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. You guys can go back to your seat now.